may be seated. Hear these words from Psalm 20. Hear the word of God. The Lord answered you in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob protect you. May he send you help from the sanctuary and give you support from Zion. May he remember all your offerings and regard with favor your burnt sacrifices. May he grant you your heart's desire and fulfill all your plans. May we shout for joy over your victory and in the name of our God set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions. Now I know that the Lord will help his anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven with mighty victories by his right hand. Some take pride in chariots and some in horses, but our pride is in the name of the Lord our God. They will collapse and fall, but we shall rise and stand upright. Give victory to the King, O Lord. Answer us when we call. This is the word of God for the people of God. Let us pray. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, God who is our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Last week, several of us were in Lake Junaluska, North Carolina, attending the Holston Annual Conference meeting. 1,948 clergy and laity representing 877 United Methodist churches in 9 districts located in East Tennessee and Southwest Virginia and North Georgia came together for our yearly meeting for spiritual renewal, ministry reports, and business decisions. Each year, we have a theme that is selected by the bishop and is featured as part of the decorations on the altar and also on all of the conference materials. And we're going to share the slides that we use in the contemporary service with you all today as well, so you can kind of see what that theme looked like. And this year's theme was Jesus is good. I know most of us are probably familiar with that phrase that gets thrown out at Christian gatherings from time to time. God is good. And do you know what you're supposed to say? All the time. And then the leader says, all the time. And your response is, God is good. Let's try that one more time. God is good. All the time. Well, Jesus is good, certainly it was offered in that same kind of spirit, but it came from a very different source. As most of you are aware, our annual conference has a pretty close relationship with people in South Sudan, in Africa. We have started and helped build several United Methodist churches in that country. We also support 2 orphanages that provide a real family for 36 children. Here at Broadway, we provided funds to build a well for a community. Our United Methodist Women's Group has been helping to several children there to go to school. We've hosted several visitors and speakers here at Broadway. If you remember Mandela Wani, Fred and Libby Deering, Jane Robinson, Heather Hayes. Well, our brothers and sisters in South Sudan have been going through horrendous times. In fact, most everyone we are connected with there are now living in refugee camps in Uganda. They had to flee to escape from the violence of civil war. Jesus is Good was written on the mud walls of a church that was built in one of the refugee camps. I want you to think about that. What an amazing testimony of faith, of confidence in the power of Almighty God in the midst of such suffering to proclaim Jesus is good. That theme ended up serving as a kind of humbling reminder for us as we gathered for annual conference. We were facing some challenges of our own. We're going to be voting on a controversial proposal to purchase property in Sevierville. And there was lots of discussion about our approach to the commission on the way forward. You may or may not be aware that our denomination, like many denominations, has been struggling around issues of human sexuality. And we've been doing it for many, many years. As part of every general conference, which is the main decision-making body for the United Methodist Church that meets every 4 years, probably for the past 40 years, there has been some kind of proposal or discussion or conversation about homosexuality. And those conversations have been extremely contentious, with very faithful people on all sides and from all perspectives coming to very different conclusions and ideas. And that issue alone has had a way of dominating everything else going on. And so, at the 2016 General Conference, a special called General Conference was set up for February the 22nd through the 26th in 2019 in order to be able to address the overwhelming number of proposals related to same-sex marriage, ordination of gay clergy, and other similar topics. And also created at that time was what is called the Commission on a Way Forward. This is a 32-member appointed commission with diversity from all parts of our denomination that were appointed to examine the paragraphs in our Book of Discipline concerning human sexuality and to find options, explore options for strengthening the unity of the church in the midst of these disagreements. This commission has been meeting for the past 18 months and has presented a recommendation with three different options for moving forward to the Council of Bishops. The Council of Bishops is developing a report with their recommendations that will come out in July, and then the delegates to this called General Conference will be preparing to discuss and vote on those options, or they have the power and the authority to make one of their own at this 2019 General Conference. 16 people, half clergy and half laity, will represent Holston Conference at this General Conference, and all 16 have been elected as our General Conference delegates, and our own member, Karen Wright, is one of those representatives. So at our annual conference, there were a lot of proposals and discussions and presentations about the special general conference and about the commission on a way forward. And the way the discussion went, regardless of your opinion or perspective, did not always feel very affirming of our theme, Jesus is good. It felt like people were getting armed for battle. They wanted to take a stand. They wanted to separate themselves from people who had a different perspective. And again, regardless of your opinion or perspective, it felt very much like an us versus them. When I first looked at the lectionary psalm for today, Psalm 20, I was having a hard time figuring out how it might apply. It's one of a dozen or so of what we call royal songs, written in order to pray for or praise the king. So what could that possibly have to do with us? But then I started exploring the context of that psalm a little more closely. Psalm 20 sees the king as a person facing a crisis that he cannot meet in his own strength and wisdom. He's getting ready to take his army into battle. And the people are gathered around him to lift him up to God. And when you think about what is facing the United Methodist Church right now, in many ways you could say that we too are preparing to go into battle. And it's really not just the church, is it? It seems like we have a lot of battles going on all over the place in our society, in our world, in our communities. People are picking sides, and they're arming themselves, they're naming enemies. So what can we learn from Psalm 20's approach? First, the psalmist begins with prayer. I pray that the Lord answers you. Prayer. Seems pretty simple and basic. But how many of us, when we find ourselves in a battle, go to prayer? Do we pray for each other? We pray for God's help and wisdom. As Psalm 118 reminds us, it is better to take refuge in the Lord than to put confidence in mortals. Psalm 20 brings a reminder that we do not rely on ourselves for this struggle, but we do this struggle through prayer, and we realize that authentic victory only comes. It is God who is the real subject of the psalm and the real actor. We are placing ourselves in God's hands and trusting that God is the one who can find a way through, especially when we have a hard time seeing one. In that spirit of prayer, United Methodists all over the world are being asked to make a commitment to pray every day between now and February 22nd. Using the dates of the General Conference in 2019, February 22nd through the 26th, we are being invited to set an alert or some kind of reminder and to spend 4 minutes in prayer each day from 2:22 to 2:26, probably p.m., but if those of you who are night owls want to get up at 2:22 a.m., this opportunity to be in prayer. At annual conference, we had a special worship service whose sole purpose was to pray for the general conference and for our delegates that will be representing us there. Called a service of unity, there was a wall that was at the center of the worship space as the service began. And as part of the service, our General Conference delegates came forward and they removed pieces of the wall and reformed it into a communion table from which we all celebrated the Lord's Supper together. It was a powerful reminder to keep God at the center of who we are and what we are doing. Another aspect of Psalm 20 invites the people to remember their offerings. And that was a big part of our time together as well. Sometimes when you're in a battle or when you're caught up in a crisis, you easily forget who you are and what you've been about. Bishop Taylor shared about a letter she had received to commemorate the 119th anniversary celebration of the Holston Girls High School in Korea, which was created by a church member from Holston Conference in 1891. I don't think many of us knew we had ever been part of such a school. And it was quite amazing to think about all of the girls whose lives had been shaped over those 119 years, especially at a time when Korea is at the center of the news. There was a semi-truck that visited us for a brief period full of a to more than 8,586 mission kits that are now on their way to Zimbabwe and Liberia. Broadway contributed 40 food buckets to the 1,325 that were put together by the folks in our district. The goal was 400, so we did pretty well to get 1,325. The total value for all of those kits was estimated to be $215,681. We also received an offering for $104,884 for our South Sudanese friends to aid in the support of the 36 orphans and staff who are now living in the refugee camp in Uganda. $55,327 was received for Change for Children, which supports ministries with children in our annual conference and around the world. And hopefully you saw the recent newsletter article from Nan Taylor pointing out the Change for Children collection buckets that are here all around at Broadway. So when you have some pocket change, you'll see one of those buckets and put that in. A representative from the United Methodist Committee on Relief came to present a special award to the Holston Conference for being one of the top 10 contributors to disaster relief efforts throughout the whole denomination. Now, we are certainly not one of the larger annual conferences, but we score high when it comes to generosity for helping those in need. Remember your offerings. As we go into battle, it's important to remember what we are about, whom we serve. The Church of God is important. We have an important witness to offer to the world. And so it is important that we hold on to that witness in the midst of whatever decisions we are making. It's interesting to note that the United Methodist Church recently celebrated the 50th anniversary of its founding. In 1968, the Evangelical United Brethren Church and the Methodist Church came together to become the United Methodist Church. How many of you remember that transition? I want you to think about what all was happening in the year 1968. I was one, so I can't speak as a witness. But some of you probably remember that year very well. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated in April. And just a couple of months later, in fact, we remembered that anniversary recently, Robert Kennedy was assassinated. The Tet Offensive, one of the turning points in the Vietnam War, was in full swing. And there were riots and there were protests. Of all that divisiveness and uncertainty, proclaiming, "We are coming together as one." Jesus is good. At our mission celebration service at annual conference, we shared together in a liturgy that used the words of several of the songs that our South Sudanese friends are singing at their worship services while they are in exile in refugee camps. Perhaps they can serve as an important reminder to all of us, whenever we find ourselves in the midst of a battle, sometimes it's just a battle to get through each day. And especially as we work to think of ourselves as people of faith. They sing, hard or good situations, Jesus is able. In our country, Jesus is able. In our camps, Jesus is able. God is a God of our people, a God of love. If we need peace in our country, we need to be committed to the Lord. If we commit to the Lord, we will have durable peace in our country. God is a God of forgiveness, a God of all people around the world, and will not let us down. Jesus is good. What would it mean in your life to pray that? What would it mean in your life to present that as an offering? What would it mean in our life as a church to proclaim that? Our prayer is that Jesus is good will be our son as well. Let us pray. Gracious God, you are good. There are so many ways that we experience your power and your mercy and your grace. We really don't have to look far to see it. We pray in those times we're tempted to forget. Times when we get so caught up in our own struggles and opinions and being right and looking at others. We forget about you. We forget to call on you. We forget to pray. We forget to look at one another as your beautiful creation. Just help us, God. Help us to walk our daily walk in your name and proclaiming you are good. You are good for this world, for this church, for each of our lives. You are good. In Jesus' name. Stand and sing together hymn number 707.